the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Hello, everyone. Come on, cheer him. Come on. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. If I could have your undivided attention today, you're going to feel really, really joyous when when we get to the end of this sermon. What we were talking about last week, of course, was the, got to find that from work from, oh, here it is, last Sabbath, that I hope you remember, among all the chaos of the world news, and it's getting worse, and now they're adding sprays to it to make it worse. Sons of Yahweh, the first group to invade the earth, so to speak. These people were not unlearned, ignorant children. The scripture shows that they held rather high offices, about as high as you office that you could hold outside of Yahweh's office of Creator Himself. He didn't give them that. They could create and maintain flesh, and that was it. And then they lost that when they rebelled. But they were high-ranking individuals that trespassed on earth. I guess the most letters that came, questions, how do we know they trespassed? Well, the earth was given to man. That's how we know it, what they trespassed. It wasn't given to the heavenly beings. In a scripture, I've got to straighten this scripture out. I'll read it to you this morning. Kohan Yehuda will probably add more to this during the feast, but Yochanan 1:1. In the beginning was the plan of Yahweh, and the plan was with Yahweh, and the plan was Yahweh. I won't read you all the words, the way this should be written, the way that it's properly translated, in the beginning at Abel, in the beginning at Abel was the plan of Yahweh. And this plan at Abel was with Yahweh, and this plan will come to pass at Abel. Now, if you would add Revelations 10:7 to that, you'll see that it's coming to pass right now. Praise Yahweh, and it will never change. And of course, I'll show you how the sons of Yahweh they proved themselves unacceptable is what they did. The house of Yahweh that Yahweh has established at this time, I wanted to show you this. I know nothing about computers. I know nothing about this Alps thing except what some have explained to me. There's a rating. They put out a rating. And that rating is done by the people, not the system. It's actually how the people read the articles, the news articles, and they rate these news articles. The highest rating you can get is 5. That's as high as it goes. No one has reached that yet. if you're checking it out, there's a lot of people that try to falsify it and put things on it, but it's quickly taken off. They're trying to keep it true and correct, so you can believe what they say. But this rating that they have, that the people write in and rate the news articles as they read them or comment on it somewhere online or something. Five is the highest number, and we are pretty close to that, if I can get that. Can you see that? That is 4.9. 4.9. We're the highest on Alps right now of any news articles that's put out. Here's another one. It's just a different company, but they show the same thing. 4.9 for the house of Yahweh. This is the house of Yahweh, not the fake house of Yahweh that's out there. And you know, there's a lot of fake house of Yahwehs out there. How do I know they're fake? They're not according to prophecy. They're not fulfilling the prophecies. They weren't established according to prophecy. This week, we had a big jump in to start off with. Normally, it's about 45,000 to 55,000 newspapers and news medias that read and enter our news articles. But the name of this one this week, Yisrael Hawkins explains why the House of Yahweh should be a household name. We had a big jump forward of 70,848 news medias that wanted that. On the Google rating, you'll see we're at the top. Then there's two in between, and then we're in it again. We're in the same page twice here with unauthorized, uneducated in between there of the of what's going on in the world today. The others are climbing, but this one has got me excited now because of that huge number to start off with, where it normally starts off about 20,000 less than that. The Zika infection, there's already people saying that you know, this there's something not right about this whole thing, and that the spray is worse than the Zika virus, and why they're asking questions. Why are they only spraying this in certain portions of the city? Why aren't they spraying the whole city? Is it a test, or do they know what's going to take place? Well, you saw on the news, you know, the news is leaking out that it's a bad thing what they're doing, bad to the health of the people. They're also spraying Abilene. And of course, I can tell you again, this is the protected place. This is. And you need to put your trust in Yahweh fully, because the world around us is going to get much worse very fast now. The real infectious disease problem isn't Zika. He says it's syphilis, and this is shown how it's getting into the newborn babies. They're born with it. The newborn babies is defected, of course, even their brains, with syphilis. Gays and bisexual men, they call it, make up 90% of syphilis cases, but still they won't repent. You know, don't preach to them that it's wrong, because the Pope says, because that would take away their rights. And their rights are, now get this, I want you to start understanding this now. Their rights, that they're claiming rights, is to follow the original sons of Yahweh, to follow them. They are gods, they're still high in power. The way the scripture reads, you know, they're like put in a dungeon or a cell or, you know, a prison. But that's not the case. They're just limited to where they can go and what they can do. But they're fully alive and well, and they're working with Satan right now. But this is what we're fighting, and as I will show you as this goes on, these original sons of Yahweh that brought the earth to a troublesome mess, as bad as it was in the days of Noah. And of course, Yahweh, he didn't give them permission to go to the earth, but they went, and he didn't stop them. Well, of course, that's what the Pope says. That's what the Vatican says. You know, well, we had permission. The very fact that we could change the Sabbath day from the seventh day of the week to the first day of the week, and miss our appointment with Yahweh by one day, shows that since Yahweh didn't kill us, that he has given us permission to do so. The warning issued by the National Science Week is the disease that's hitting the babies. You know, the fact that the iniquity has increased in this time period, this generation, as Yeshua shows us in Matthew 24, verse 11 and 12, false prophets bringing forth iniquity is what has caused love to disappear. There's no love for our children. There's no love for these infants that are dying from these diseases. It makes you sick to see it, but there's a dangerous flu-like symptoms in their young children. The cases are enormous. In 2015, it's spreading drastically, and of course, they're going to blame something else. They're not going to blame their own sins, but Yahweh shows it's their sins that's causing this. Another headache that the world is living with right now, if you see that picture, it kind of shows the depression on the woman's face. This is a young girl. And the depression, now this is between the years of 15 and when a time period when you should be learning why you're here, you know, why you're actually witnessing all this to begin with. You know, Yahweh created you and just gave you a certain time period to live. And of course, death ends it. But in that time period, there wasn't any salvation offered for certain time periods. So those people were never judged. But they lived through it and died in it. But the time period that he prophesies and prophesies where it will come from is this generation right here when the seventh Moloch speaks, as his Revelations 10:7 showed. But the young people especially, that they're, it's in the older ones too. It's in almost all over the world right now, as the newspaper articles show. But that they get so depressed because they can't see any future. They're being taken advantage of by young men who are being taught to do this by their families, by their fathers. I know this for a fact, you know, in my past, I was dealing with the world and trying to preach to everyone, and of course, a little at a time, I finally went into it full force, and that's when the persecution started. But the people they're seeing they have no future, and of course the colleges are saying, come to college and we'll give you a job, but the jobs, you know, and looking at the jobs, it's kind of like playing the this thing where you lottery, you know, the odds are actually against anyone winning. It's same thing with the world. There's There's really no future in these colleges at all. The colleges know that they're fixing to go down. The world know, the banks know that they're fixing to go down. And there are warnings going out right now to these people. And of course, these young people who have their whole life ahead of them, they got several diseases already, some in their heart, some in their brain. So they know they got a bleak future to begin with. But then the last lover just left them. Lover, that's a joke, of course. There's no love in it. The last luster just left them. So they're very depressed with their lives. Their whole life, they're finally seeing what their life, what Satan, what the sons. And I'm going to harp on this a lot now because I started to bring this years ago. And I said, nobody's going to believe that. Well, I think it's different now. I think maybe you're up to it. But anyway, I'm going to bring it. Disturbing series of events governments around the world seem to be preparing for. Now this is not just here in Abilene, but it's global, and it's in every nation. Of course, some of the nations now are so war-torn, they can't make plans for anything. I mean, it's gone. The wars that you saw taking place in Syria, we spoke of those wars in the book and how they would begin, how they'd be held back until you could grow to a certain point, and then they're going to be turned loose. And now they see what Caspar Weinberger put in his book, The Next War. The people are seeing this. The government leaders are seeing this. Well, the governments are putting out warnings now to their people. How a couple of days ago, the German government advised its citizens to start stockpiling food and water. The government of Germany. Now, of course, they're stockpiling. They're saying, you know, let's get a week or two ahead here. Well, a week or two ahead is not going to help. That's, you know, it's like having a gallon of water to last you a year. with the way we waste water, it wouldn't last you 10 minutes, I think. You might start trying to live, too. Think about when you're running that water from the faucet. Think about how I lived, how I was brought up to live, which I've told you about it. I think we're going to set up demonstrations this feast, if we have time. We'll set up demonstrations at the peaceful scene and show you, you know, how much water we had per day that everyone bathed in, and we'll have a tub there with that supply of water. It wasn't very much. You had to reach down deep in the tub, you know, to get your rag wet. No, we didn't lay back in the tub and soak back then. Didn't let the shower run over us either. But that would be a great way to start with, because we are going to have a huge influx of people. I'm perceiving that this is the way we're going to live, the way I lived when I was brought up to live. Everybody did up until that time. Until this time period, everyone lived that way. Abraham lived from a water well. Israel Hawkins lived from a water well. Drawing it one book, one hand at a time. Germany isn't alone. There are increasing hints in countries around the world that something big is on its way, and it won't be pretty. Now, that's the story that's coming from the governments around the world. Germany may reintroduce a form of national service for civilians to help the army deal with a future disaster. Now, they're doing the same thing here, and we told you about it not too long ago. Some of the intelligence in Washington had people here, and they invited them to Washington to see, to tell them about an enlistment program for civilians to help in this time of crisis, because it is going to be a crisis, and a week's supply of food will only get you 1 week. And this is going to be much longer than that. Starvation is going to set in. That's when you'll have people fighting for food and probably water, because the cities, computers, banks, and so forth is going to be shut down. And that's what the governments are warning them about and telling them, get you a week's supply of food and water. 1 week. It's almost a laugh, you know. It's kind of like taking a Zika virus and spraying a chemical that's worse than the Zika virus. Isaiah 59 said they'd be groping in the dark for an answer, but of course there is no answers in the world. The house of Yahweh is the only one on earth that has an answer to these problems, and of course we're getting this out. And there's a lot of preachers that's changing their names to House of Yahweh. Maybe they'll go ahead and convert. But there's only one place promised that's going to be protected. Now get this right here. The role of civilians is part of a new civil defense strategy to be discussed by the government on Wednesday. Since the strategy was leaked to the media, there has been intense debate about stockpiling food and water. In a crisis, civilians might be obliged to help direct traffic, provide fuel, accommodations for the military. Well, that's just some of the things that the people in the world are going to be facing. The German government is urging citizens to get prepared quickly. Quickly. Now, you know, I know these governments have secret plans. The Vatican has secret plans. Malachi Martin, in his book, The Keys of This Blood, shows how it can get turned around quickly by just one nation, saying Russia could turn to a grizzly overnight. Russia has turned to the grizzly. So, and China has joined them, and there's many other nations now that are turning their heads to see what else might be offered besides the petrodollar and the destruction that goes with it. The German Federal Office of Civil Protection and Disaster Assistance put the following list on their website as a guide. 28 liters, that's 6 gallons, 6.2 gallons, one bucket of drinking water. 4.9 kilogs, 10.8 pounds of bread, noodles, rice, potatoes. 12.3 pounds of vegetables, and preferably pre-cooked. 8 pounds of fruit and nuts in jars or tins. A survival list that should list an individual, should last an individual for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. We've got a custom, he says, to not least because of the internet, to have everything available at all times. Now, that's what the people do. They're living from the store. A lot of people go shopping every week. Some of them go every month. Some of them have quit going. In addition to the food list, he suggested medicines, a flashlight, spare batteries, and candles. The American government has also issued recent warnings. President Obama now, I don't know if y'all got this or not, but it was played here. He says it is every citizen's responsibility to prepare for disaster. and he was urging it to be done. The hints are everywhere that war could be on the horizon. War. Well, of course, Yahweh shows that the United States is... This article, I don't know if you remember it or not, but read this first. Prophecies you will soon see, then you will believe. And you need to get this and read it. The date. Did we show a date on this thing? we should. What'd you say? Well, anyway, get it and read it. In the this is a news article. The last week now, I talked about it. I didn't really get into it. There's so much on it that you're going to have to try not to miss a word, and you'll be glad you did, because when you see this. When you see this unfolding, the way Yahweh has got it, here a little and there a little, it is very fascinating to see what the original sons of Yahweh did, what they're doing today. They're still alive and well. They have eternal bodies that would actually live forever if they would just do certain things. Anyway, the fruits of the first sons of Yahweh were totally unacceptable. If you'll turn to Ephesians with me, Ephesians 3, and look at verse 9 here first. Verse 9. Ephesians found on 917, page 917. Ephesians. Chapter 3 and verse 9. We got all men plainly see, to make you see. That's all that Yahweh wants right now, is to make the ones he's calling see, because he's not calling everyone on earth. He's already lined out in number and scripture and so forth, those he's calling. He's called you, or you wouldn't be here, and you have a chance of being his eternal sons. These sons of, some of them were of Hillel, and of course they're spoken of as her children in the Holy Scriptures, as her children that she bore. But this is to make you see how this secret is administrated, which has been hidden in Yahweh from the beginning. Now that'll mean something different to you now with this subject. In the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth became. And there was a time period that Yahweh knew they were trespassing, and he allowed it. He knows that these same ones are trespassing today, and Yahweh is allowing it because he's showing what their way it will bring them. And he prophesies what their way will bring them. But from the beginning of the ages, that is the end of the ages here, so you will see in the end. This is the same word that's used by Yahshua, and the King James Version translated it the end, and it's actually the ages, the specified prophesied ages and division of ages that I'm hoping you're seeing in this work that I'm having the great Kohan Benjamin Krauss Hawkins bring out with the numbers. That's really fascinating, and you really need to study it along with the prophecy. It doesn't mean much without the prophecy. But with the prophecies, and you see this, look at that again. to make you understand how this secret is administrated, which has been hidden. It's been hidden. We're the only ones that's been allowed to bring this out. No one before us. Now, some of the disciples, we get bits and pieces of it in the prophet's work, and I'll tell you things to look for in this, but there was an allotted time that Yahweh allowed his original sons to trespass on earth. And that allotted time is what I was telling you about because it shows us when the earth was created. It's beautiful. If you'll just pay attention, you'll get it. But it does take some work. It's not an easy subject. Probably one of the hardest. But this secret is administrated. It's being brought forth by Yahweh secretly. And no one has ever caught this. No one's ever understood it until this time period when his house is actually assigned by prophecy to bring it about, to bring it to light. And that's what we're doing with each newsletter. That's the reason I beg you to read these newsletters, the prophetic word and the newsletters that I write every week. I'm trying to get it increased now to where we can put these out twice a week to the papers instead of just once a week. But you really need to read those, every one of them. I know they're long. I'm the one that wrote them. But I know you can read them faster than I can write them. In this writing, it takes a long time because I have to stop and do research. And of course, I can have other people help me in doing a certain research. But in the scriptures, you know, I'm pretty well bound myself to doing that. And I can have the researchers, you know, bring me articles of this and that and the other that I use. But that the research in the scriptures that I'm going to tie together for you in a neat package so you can understand this, you know, that's all has to be done by me. I can't find any other way out. Plus, now you haven't heard it ringing, but plus, every 3 to 5 minutes, okay. And while I'm answering that call, 3 or 4 more comes in. Depending on, I'm not telling you to stop. I love it. I'm taking care of it. I'll do my job, okay? And it goes on late of the night, but it does interrupt. But get that. To make you understand, to make you, not men, but you, in this particular time period that he's speaking of, when the house of Yahweh was established. That's the time period he's talking about right here. You, who are sitting here, and those hearing me, those who can hear, have an opportunity at salvation right now. It is being offered right now. But it's only being offered from one place, and you got to keep your appointment with Yahweh, or you won't be in that place. You won't be at his house. Blessed is the one that latches on to the Sabbath day. That's in Isaiah. Isaiah, he says, blessed is the man that latches on to the Sabbath day and does not pollute it. Don't change it. Do it the way that it's written. We're the only ones on earth that's doing it. And these quacks that's calling themselves House of Yahweh, or after Yahweh's name, but won't turn from sin. One of their sins is they're not keeping the Sabbath in the place that Yahweh chooses to place his name in prophecy. He will have no other work. Amoshah said, Amoshah 3:9, I'll have no other work other than that prophesied by the prophets, by Yahweh's prophets, not Baal's prophets, but Yahweh's prophets. And Yahweh saw to it that it's written for us. He who reads, let him understand this, he said. But to make you see how this secret is administrated, which has been hidden in Yahweh from the beginning. The beginning was not when he created mankind. He had the plan with him in the beginning to create mankind. Let me see if David has that one ready for me. In the beginning. Yes, in the beginning at Abel was the plan of Yahweh, and this plan at Abel was with Yahweh, just like, and this is to make you see that, make you understand this, how this administration is being carried forward that was actually prophesied, and this plan will come to pass at Abel. And that is so beautiful, that prophecy right there. Okay, now, with that in your mind, you should be able to see what he's saying. And to make you understand, in this time period, that the ends of the age now, the ages, the prophesied ages, which Yahshua said is this generation that we're in, you, that you sitting here right now. They didn't understand this back in Shaul's day. Shaul didn't understand it either, but he was inspired to write it, which was hidden in Yahweh from the beginning of the ages, who created all things. Who created all things. Look at verse 10. For this purpose, that it might now be made known to the principalities and powers. Where? You see that? Where are we making this known? We're making this known in heaven. In heaven. Through the called out ones, the prophesied ones, is what he's talking about, where he chooses to place his name, who don't miss it by one day. We keep our appointments on the day that Yahweh set us, we to be there. The manifold wisdom of Yahweh. I'm telling you, in these numbers and things that are being brought out, and I just, you just can't imagine a being that could look down in the future. Yes, Abel was in his plan in the beginning, and then there was allotted time that Yahweh knew that his original sons, Hillel's sons, who were priests in heaven, who were judges, they held the offices of high administrators in heaven. And Yahweh sat among them, he said. Yes, I'll show you that. Where Yahweh actually sat in their midst and told them, this is what you should do. But of course, they didn't do it. Remember where the sons of Yahweh, if this will enforce it any. Remember in Eob where there was a day when the sons of Yahweh presented themselves to Yahweh in front of his throne? Remember that? Now if you'll tie it into this right here, these are the sons of Yahweh in heaven, many of which had their powers taken away from them. That is, they took it away from themselves, and Yahweh is not going to replace it because they are not the ones for this job. Yahweh had a plan, even back before that, how he was going to solve this problem with you sitting right here. You got the highest position offered to you that's ever been offered to any beings, including the sons of Yahweh, the original sons of Yahweh. With this manifold wisdom of Yahweh, and this is what you're seeing now when you see these prophecies unfold and you see these numbers and you see something that we have done and you look at the numbers and there and behold, that it's telling you that's the day you were going to do this. And you just nearly flip. You think what a brilliant being this is who owes nobody anything. Yahweh don't owe you anything. You don't owe anybody anything. He's the creator. He owes nothing. but yet he has took it on himself to be a slave for his creation and to guide their every minute, every thought, everything, furnish everything they need in full control to protect you. You and your house, the house of Yahweh, better be your house. Okay, plan from the ages, verse 11. All according to the plan of the ages, that is, the different time periods, this time period, the last generation, which he carried into effect in anointing Yeshua. Now that should bring a bunch of scriptures to your mind. Hebrews 10:16. Isn't that right? Is that right? Shake your head. No, it's 10:21. Come on. 10:21. 10:16 now is the one where it shows you what he's teaching in this time period when he is high priest over the house of Yahweh. He wasn't high priest when he was here on earth before. He had 12 disciples. He was a school teacher. And he taught the scriptures to Yahweh, the Yahweh scriptures that was written by Yahweh's prophets. He taught them to his 12 disciples. He also taught in the temple daily. He taught there daily when he was among them. He taught these scriptures. But it seemed like that the ones, there was a lot of them came and they said, this is truth. And they carried this then afterwards and suffered persecution and death, of course. But they did pick up what Yeshua taught and it changed the world big time. And of course, from that, of course, comes our generation right here with a family in Oklahoma working with little things and Yahweh giving every detail of our life to show how the work began. But these things were carried with him and carried out, if you can see what he's saying here, carried out by Yahweh, all according to the plan of the ages, which he carried into effect in anointing Yeshua as high priest in these last days. Hebrews 10:21. He is high priest over the house of Yahweh. If you look over one more to Ephesians 6 now, I'm just getting things in your mind that you're going to need later on when, and as you see this too, you'll start in your studies. You'll start seeing this in your studies, what I'm telling you now. And the time periods that he set. Yes, he sets them for in advance. And but in the beginning now was the plan. Now it was allowed to be held back, of course, and let the sons of Yahweh who presented themselves in the days of Eob. It was held back just so they could do their thing on earth and prove themselves. So the same reason why you can do your thing right here, the bread sack this morning, it said, I am so glad, I'm going to get this wrong, I know, but you can read it later in the bread sack. I'm so glad to become a humble donkey, willingly doing my job, and not being like... well, it slipped my mind. If anyone can hear me, bring me that bread sack. It's on my table. Oh, I know, it came to me. I'm a humble donkey doing my job, rejoicing in doing my job, instead of being a smart ass. Now that's going to go in a prophetic word, so, and we're not going to change it. But yeah, here in Ephesians 6 now, and let's look at verse 10. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brothers, strengthen yourselves in Yahweh and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of Yahweh that you may be able to stand against the wiles of, that's the craftiness and schemes of Satan. She does have schemes in your life, and she'll set them up for you. She lays traps all the time, and that's what he's talking about here. For we wrestle, now here, I want you to get this verse right here. Get this verse, you've got to. For we wrestle not only against flesh and blood, but also against principalities. This principalities that is talking about here, I've never brought it out, but this is the sons of Yahweh, who in Eob was shown as presenting themselves on a certain day in front of Yahweh. And Satan came in the midst of her children. So understand that, and let's read again. For we wrestle not only against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against our own lust, you know, our flesh and blood, yes. But also against these principalities that has the power of influence. Against powers, against the rulers of darkness. Well, of course, if you remember, if Yahweh did not spare, this is in Yada 6, if Yahweh didn't spare, don't turn over there yet, we're not through here, we'll get it later. I'll quote it to you, what I want you to get. If Yahweh spared not the Malachim, that's the sons of Yahweh, some by Hillel, if he spared them not, they were his own sons. What does that tell you when a son leaves the house of Yahweh? Or a daughter? If he spared not, would you? Well, you're not being like Yahweh if you do. And you would probably creep that mess in that would start the same thing that we showed you in the news and showed you in the articles and been showing you now for years that it's caused. And it would slowly turn to sick babies, born half dead, Zika diseases, syphilis, all kinds of sexually transmitted diseases. That's what one person can do. Just one. Cain brought about this one thing, and Yahweh allowed him to do it to show you that if we let one little thing creep in and change his way, keep the Sabbath without polluting it. Don't let these things creep in anywhere. Okay, read again now, verse 12. We wrestle not only against flesh and blood, but also against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness. Yes, they're chained in darkness. They're not going any further with the house of Yahweh. They're still active in their own realm, but they're not allowed to touch you. They're not allowed to take you out of the house. You've got to make that choice yourself. And once you make it, you've made it. You've chose it. You can't turn around and do it over. You better hang on to what you got and get stronger. That's what you better do. Yes, I spared not my own sons too. They left me, and I said, if you leave me, you know there's no coming back. You realize that. I said, I'll take care of you. I will spit shine your shoes. I'll do anything I can to help you. But if you leave Yahweh, you're gone. Well, these people were sons of Yahweh. These were the original sons of Yahweh. His children. How can I make it any clearer? And no, he didn't spare them. And no, he won't allow them into his kingdom. They are proved totally unacceptable for his kingdom. And you could do the same thing yourself. Or your child could do it. Don't stand up for him if he does. Don't stand up for her if she does. Be like Yahweh. One little bit of sin will start turning this thing a perfect kingdom around. It's not going to be in the new world. That's where righteousness is going to dwell, and you can bet your boots on that. So verse 12. Against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness, as Yada 6 says, chained in darkness. They're not in jail. They're not. They're enjoying their sinful lives and disrupting many, many parts of the world right now. In fact, we're dealing with what they're doing with the Vatican right now. They're in full control, and they have control. When the Vatican chose to worship gods, that's the gods that we're speaking of. The original sons of Yahweh. They made themselves gods. Darkness, that is, Satan made them gods and says, come and worship them. Be like the God. Does that make sense now? Yahweh says, don't follow them. Don't do what they say. Don't touch of that tree. Else you will die. Dying, you will die. It will start bringing sin, which kills, into you. As it did to them. They won't live forever. No, they're killing themselves. Satan is going to die too. It's just a lot slower than mankind. I showed you where Satan, I don't know if we got that sermon. You could probably, we've got people that could probably find it in 2 seconds on the Yisrael Says program. But where Satan is going to find rest. Well, that means death. The rulers of darkness, we're dealing with these rulers of darkness right now, fighting with them of the world against spiritual forces of the evil ones. You see that? Evil, be evil like the gods. Genesis 5. There you go. Genesis 3. 3:5, spiritual forces of the evil one in the heavens. Therefore, take up the whole armor. Where do we want to go? On. We want to go on. I'll try to finish this and we'll quit. Therefore, take up the whole armor of Yahweh that you may be able to withstand. This armor of Yahweh, you're looking at it right now. It's a book of Yahweh. And the more you know about it, the less likely you are to be deceived. Evil day, withstand in the evil day. That's the day where the gods have it all at their full force, and where they're going to destroy themselves and destroy the earth and mankind with few men left. That's that evil day of the gods. And having overcome all to stand. Stand therefore, having your waist belted with the truth, the laws of Yahweh, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness, that's a word that they wanted to take out, but they couldn't do it. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the message of peace, peaceful solution, the peaceful solution, to practice a peaceful solution. Don't be that smart ass that goes around causing trouble. That was the sons of Yahweh, who are high executives. They're the highest ranking of all in heaven. Above all, taking the shield of the faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fury darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that's the laws of Yahweh, which is the word of Yahweh, the laws and the prophecies. Pray always. Verse 19, get this. And pray on my behalf also, that utterance may be given to me at the opening of my mouth, to boldly make known this great secret of the message. And when it's going to be revealed, I was hoping to cover, to get a little further here, but my time is up. Now, I'll be back with you next week, Yahweh willing. if you'll just keep in mind these things, don't let them slip from your mind. Everything that was brought, read this right here. Read this first. Prophecies you will soon see, then you will believe. Where's the nuclear baby? Where's the nuclear baby? That nuclear baby now has articles that go with it showing the date. If you remember, I put it, Yahweh gave us the date that this was actually going to take place. And we printed it. And then we saw the in Syria, we saw the nuclear strike. That is a strike against the nuclear plant in Syria, right on the edge of the great river Euphrates. And then there was the war was declared, and nuclear bombs were loaded, and one general single-handedly, they said, the article said, stopped the war. Well, of course, it wasn't him that stopped it. It was Yahweh that stopped it. For you, by the way, so that he could finish you out and get you out to where you wouldn't turn back as his sons did, as his original sons did, and as all the world has gone following Cain. That's they're following the gods. Cain followed the gods. Abel followed Yahweh. Yahweh allowed him a certain time period to show what sin would bring on the earth. He allowed him a certain time period. And then he showed that. He showed how the earth would actually flood itself to get rid of them. And he took Noah through this, Noah and his family. And then he had a plan that was finishing in the number that Adea brought this morning. One of our young deacons brought this morning. That's beautiful. You need to study that. That's a great lesson right there. And then the eating of the clean and unclean food. It starts with that, as the great white buffalo deacon brought out. It starts with that, and then it builds in the mind to where you don't have any answers for the problem. So either you turn to violence and try to wipe out all the enemies, or you could repent, keep your appointment with Yahweh, and he'll show you the only way out. Now, his sons, they could have had it. They could have been. But he knew they wouldn't. And he knew that there's a special training that has to go into everyone he chooses. And they have to be tested, and they have to have supervisors to say, this is the way, walk you in it. Now that's me right now, but each one of you are going to do that one day. And then your children and your children's children, they'll never depart from this. Once this government is instituted, they'll never depart from it. If someone even thought about it, it'll flash in their mind all the hell that's going on this earth today and all the fighting. Isn't it strange that this fighting is going on in and around the great river Euphrates? and these people are being killed, slaughtered, and I don't know that we're having trouble finding numbers to show the number and the percentage, but a third of those people are going to die around in that fourth part of the earth now, and that's exactly where the wars are taking place right now, and all the bombings taking place in that fourth part of the earth, just like Yahweh said. Thousands of years ago, he said it. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next lady. I love you.